Hey, happy day from your wiser advisor. Remember this. Don't eat natural foods because most people die of natural causes. Just sharing with you, California, the United States of America, the governor there, he's going to soon be in recall mode. I think they needed 1.5 million signatures to get him turfed, potentially at least, and I think they're almost there, and God bless America. You gotta get rid of all of these commie guys. I mean, this guy Newsom, he recently signed a contract with a China-based firm, right, with regards to buying masks for COVID, and he spent $1 billion of taxpayers' money, and he bought 300 face masks. In addition, he went right back shortly thereafter, and he ordered more, another $400 million with another $300 million. So this guy ended up spending $1.3 billion for face masks, and he ended up with $700 million. Face masks, $700 million. There's 40 million people that live in the state, and not only that, when people go into stores, Walgreens, or wherever and whatever, they buy masks that were made by private enterprise, and you got the government there competing with private enterprise. This whole thing is nuts. It is totally crazy, and governments are doing it everywhere. The free system, leave it alone. Let it work freely. The free marketplace, have you not heard of it? And why are you taking people's money and doing this? Oh, I know, because everybody's getting had here somehow or another. I mean, good bloody grief, 700 million masks. The government is doing that. There's no shortage of masks. There never has been. Companies convert. They say, hey, I used to make a widget. Now I'm going to make a wadget. I've got to make a mask because there's money in it and the people need it too. I'm going to help it. I'm going to help me and my shareholders. Blah. You know what? And then you swing over to a topic that I avoid, which is the federal election in America, because I've been in withdrawal now for weeks. It drives me insane when I think of all the things that are going on. And I think Trump won, but I think that the left screwed it up, because that's what they do. They do bad things, but without evidence. It's like, I don't know, like defamation or slander. You know, you know that somebody did it, but unless you can prove damages, it's not relevant, right? I kind of think that's what happened here. You know, we got evidence to show that there was a lot of stuff that was done improper, but we can't prove the damages or the exact numbers. I don't know. I ain't a lawyer. I'm kind of off on a tangent there. But the new administration, I got to fess up and talk about them occasionally, right? Here I am. Here's what they're doing. They're adding to the potential loss of jobs for people that's happening anyway because of the economic situation and COVID. And now they're saying we have a minimum wage going federally. Bernie Sanders, he's just like happy guy, right? Everything that, you know, he wanted done, this little commie is being done. Biden, he's so engrossed in left-wing mantra that, you know what, he seems to have no clue about the negative consequences that his actions do. He's hurting the people that he wants to not hurt, right? Probably doesn't want to hurt them. He really maybe has a heart, I don't know. But you know, caravans are bringing, you know, people to the border saying, you said we could come in now. And they're bringing in, you know, more problems. COVID potentially, but more so they're bringing in, you know, the healthcare thing, free healthcare and money and taking jobs away from Americans. And you know, the pressure that's going on the system, the American system, is quite unbelievable. You know what? Now, there's a flip to that. That's the negative. That's maybe the reality. But let's go to the flip side. Venezuela, all these other countries that I can't pronounce, Mexico too, which I can pronounce, you know, their people all want to come to America. So, hey, how about this? Let them all come. Because in Minnesota and other parts of America, it's cold, right? And we're all hoping for climate change. But let them come, and then we go there. So when all the Venezuelans end up in California, all the people in California go to Venezuela because they got better climate, and we all get to live happily ever after. The inauguration, I found it interesting, to say the least, because, you know, all of these troops on the ground, and everyone said, there's going to be problems. You know what? They should hire me as the wiser advisor, because I could have told them there won't be any problems. Because here's the deal. You got the right and you got the left. The left, for the most part, you can't trust them and they're bad people. The right, for the most part, they're honest people. That's huff and puff. They huff and puff a lot on the right. They say, we're going to do this because we're tough. But you know what? When it comes to it, they just huff and puff. The left, though, most of them, not all, most of them, they huff and puff and they blow your house down. Because that's their makeup. Huff and puff and blow your house down. And you know what? Had Trump won, you'd have the house being blown down. He didn't win. apparently. So you just had Huff and Puff. So you don't need all these troops on the ground for the Huff and Puff. We get, riotedition.com, keeping up now, we get numerous, as in many every day, requests for information with regard to the memes that are on this web show. riotedition.com. Y'all go to that site, riotedition.com, and Right Rick, he's our guy. He posts these memes there. So here's what you do. You go to the riotedition.com, as said, and then you click categories, which is up in the right side on the red banner, and at the top, that's at the top of the page, right? And then all the drop downs come, and you click on political memes because it's there in the drop down, and you can scroll everything that Rick does put up, right, Rick? Because he's a guy. Hey, lastly, got one more thing for you here in Canada. Jumping to Canada now. The Conservative Party, they're fraudsters. They call themselves conservatives, and probably half of them, at least, maybe more of them, really aren't. They're just not. They got issues. They're so busy going after their own people so they can say, don't you dare talk and don't you have a voice, their own people being elected people and people within their party, that their whole makeup is, let's go and be in the mushy left part where the liberals are so we can win, right? We want to be like them because they won, so we want to be like them. Always forgetting that 70% of all Canadians never voted for these people anyway, right? So they got bigger problems now. You got the Maverick Party out west, where their strength is, and they don't care about the West. They being any politician that's elected to leader, at least. And the elected ones, I think, will be replaced by the Maverick Party, and the Conservative Party will disappear. Disappear. So y'all better kind of change what you do, but you can't because you got the same people in there. That's a bit of an issue. Hey, happy day. Y'all come back tomorrow. We'll have more for you from the right, because we know stuff. See ya.